Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you for tuning into the International Black Summit Talk Show. My name is Claire Lyons Devon, and I will be your host for this talk show broadcast. I would like to welcome all of our listeners. For those of you unfamiliar with the International Black Summit, the International Black Summit is a gathering of people of Black African descent from diverse backgrounds, countries, lifestyles, opinions, and views. We come together to celebrate and empower the vision of the Declaration and to explore questions and issues which empower participants to realize their vision for the Black community and the world. The summit is a place to clear yourself so you are able to hear what life is telling you. It is a conversation of acknowledgement, praise, and celebration of who we are as a people and the contribution we are to the world. For more information about the International Black Summit, you can listen to past shows at www.blacksummit.org/radio. Or if you'd like to register for the annual event, which will, in 2009, will be held in London, England, you can log on to the International Black Summit website at www.blacksummit.org. If this is your first time tuning into the show, currently the IBS Talk Show has several segments. On the first Sunday, host John Thomas discusses the various distinctions created and explored in the Summit community. Lenar Bragg hosts a segment of Conversations with Summit Leaders the second Sunday. This is where she interviews Summit participants who are creating phenomenal results in their communities and who has significantly contributed to the Summit conversation. I am Claire Lyons Devon, and I host the You're Invited segment, and you can tune in every third Sunday. The You're Invited segment is your opportunity to share who you are and your vision with like-minded people and to tap into the innovative, creative group of folks who are the Summit family. This segment is a space to keep you involved in the conversation of the Summit and informed of the many Summit events and activities going on around the globe so that you can meet people face-to-face and talk and keep the conversation of the Summit alive. Tonight we're going to be talking about and sharing on this year's annual event, the 2008 Summit, which happened in Anguilla, the British West Indies. I'm inviting listeners to call in. Just dial 646-716-9827. Again, that number is 646-716-9827. And I see we have a caller on line one. Who's there?
Hi, Clara.
Mara.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing great.
Great. Well,
great. Well, thanks.
This evening,
I'm
getting a. Are you hearing it?
No, I'm not. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to sign out of this because I think I understand what the problem is with this. So let me just check out of this, okay? So hang up on this.
Okay. So I want to share a little bit about the 2008 International Black Summit, which took place this year in Anguilla, British West Indies. Anguilla is beautiful. It is one of the most beautiful places that I have been, and I've done quite a bit of traveling. It's got, I think it's like the 20, has one of the 20 top beaches in the world, and white sandy beaches. You know, white sand. I felt like a fried fish Sunday dinner. And, you know, it's like you come out of the water, the sand coats you, and then the sun fries you. Quite an experience. You know, so just a beautiful place, a wonderful place to experience the Summit conversation. And the people were fabulous. Everyone was warm. Friendly. I felt very well taken care of, and I really appreciate the people of Anguilla and what they provided for us. They were actually going through their celebration of emancipation and an event called Juve. So they had like carnival all week long, and the summit occurred within the space of the celebration of independence. So it was really, really fabulous to have that conversation going on and for us to be a part of it, you know, really was pretty awesome. I see we have a call, caller 773. Who's there?
It's the same caller who's been here.
Hey, Lamar.
Hey.
Thanks for joining me.
Hey, you're welcome. Because, you know, the virtual summit was also part of this year's summit, you know, annual summit event. So
yeah,
we can, you know, talk about how that was. And now I've learned something given what just happened with me. They do recommend when you're using the click to talk that mm-hmm. you use it with the headset. Otherwise, you'll experience feedback.
Okay, great, great. So just to share with our listeners, we have become aware of, it's been there, but aware of the fact that you can as log onto the computer to Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blacksummit. Oh, wait, I always do this wrong. www.blacksummit.org/talkshow.
Correct.
And then once you're logged in, you can actually do click to talk, so you don't have to dial in and incur the long-distance phone call costs. If you don't have the computer access and you're listening to us online, that number is 646-716-9827. So that was the other thing that was really very special about this year's summit is that we actually increased our technology in several different ways. One was we were able to do video conferencing, and that was tested for, I won't say the first time because we've been, I'd say for what, the last couple of years, Lenar, been experimenting with how to do video conferencing from the sites, and we
right.
were successful this year. So we used our facilitator meetings as an opportunity for you know, people to be able to see us in the room, in the facilitator room, and for us to see folks who were participating in the virtual world and have that interaction. And we also did a test for part of the summit, you know, where it was kind of an open forum, and that
right.
went really, really well. So now that opens up quite a few possibilities for the future of where we can go with the conversation and how people can participate for summits in the future. The other thing that occurred, which Lenar will share some more about, is Skype. Tell
yeah.
us a little bit about what was going on in Skype, like what that is. Share with people what that is and how that went.
Skype is a way for computers to talk with other computers. Actually, it's for the computer user to talk with other computer users right through the computer. The way I explained it to my father, it's the telephone's, it's the computer's telephone.
Got it.
And so, again, it's a way to communicate when you're online with other people who are online just through some software. The software is at www.skype.com. That's www.skype.com. It is a free download, free to install. Just give yourself a user ID and let other people know that you have it. And, of course, then you have to launch it when you are online, start it, so that the program will be running and people will see your ID and they'll communicate with you or not. So before I learned to set my privacy, I was getting calls from Saudi Arabia and Africa, and I was like, okay, well, I'm not accepting those because I don't know these people. But, you know, I was excited about the possibility of it all.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And one of the things that was really interesting for me within the Skype community, we had people from South Africa, from Canada, from the States, different places within the United States, and
Anguilla. You
and
were
Anguilla.
Communicating with Right.
Yeah, and Anguilla participating on in the Skype conversation of the International Black Summit. So that was really exciting, you know, exciting to me, you know, to have that occur, and for people, especially the people in South Africa, who weren't able to make it to Anguilla, you know,
right.
still have, you know, feel like they were an active participant in the summit conversation. I was like, that just blew my mind.
And they did. Wambui had about 15 people, she said, at her home. And there were three groups of people there, she described it. There was the people who didn't know anything about the summit but were inspired to come and find mm-hmm. out about it, people who knew about the summit who haven't been in the conversation for a while, people who knew about the summit and were planning to come and the visa situation didn't work out. So those were the three groups of people who were present mm-hmm. at her house. We were all communicating with them on Skype. And so when we were completing on Sunday, we asked, you know, what was the response of the people that were there? And what they said, what she said was, the new people said, well, if this is what the summit is about, then we want to be part of this.
Right.
And people who hadn't been in the conversation for a while said, oh, this is what I've been missing. I got to get back to this. Mm-hmm. And then the people who were supposed to come felt like they participated in the summit. And so it was just really great all the way around.
Yeah, yeah. Now, one of the things that was happening, we were doing like a communication between what was actually going on in Anguilla, passing on the homework. So we
right.
do have homework in the summit conversation each evening. For those of you unfamiliar, we break up into groups. And each group takes on various questions and homework assignments and then comes back and shares what they got out of it. So in 2007, we were in the question, I am present to blank in this moment. And so we were engaging in that and also, you know, that leading up to people really getting and distinguishing what their vision is for their lives and for the community. And so there was, you know, various homework assignments around that. So that homework would get communicated to the Skype community and to people. There were some people in chats, too, who weren't on Skype who were also participating. So that was just, like, really, really cool to me. And so you guys were engaging in the same questions that we were engaging in.
Exactly, and having our conversations about them. And the great thing about Skype, too, was that you can have a conversation we can be talking like we are talking now and everyone can hear, and then there are these side conversations that can go on in the chat area because you can actually type comments and, you know, type your answers while someone else is talking and people can respond to that. So it's kind of like multitasking. And so the other nice thing about that is that, and those chats can be saved forever, so you can go back and have a record of some of the points and concepts that went on in the conversation.
Mm-hmm, very cool. We have another caller, 919. Who's there?
You might want to give more numbers, although that person should know.
That was me.
Oh, who's me?
I'm sorry, Pearly.
Hi, Pearly.
Hi, Pearly.
Hi.
How are you? I want to, like, thank you for calling in. And we're basically just sharing our experience of the 2008 summit. Is there something that you'd like to share?
Well, I wasn't at the summit, but I did get to participate on some of the Skype calls that Denise Lenar was just speaking of. And I share her enthusiasm. That was great opportunity to be able to connect with people and be able to have those calls going on at the same time that the summit was going on, you know, and being able to engage in the questions that were happening down in Anguilla. So it was great.
Okay. So what would you say you got out of this summit experience? Like what did you come away with?
Well, we got to engage in the whole conversation about youth and what is youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for me, gave me an opportunity to really look at what that means for myself and, you know, where or how youth shows up in me, you know, and how sometimes that can be an empowering thing, depending on, you know, how I'm using it. And sometimes it could be, you know, the child in me taking control when it's not appropriate. So actually getting to see all of that is what those conversations kind of brought present for me. So I think it's, you know, very powerful to be able to engage in. And that youth isn't necessarily related to your whatever age you are, that we all have youth within us.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that was really interesting for me, just like in noticing, so I've been to Anguilla, which for me is out of the country, Brazil, which is out of the country, and Africa, which to me is like going out of the United States. And the body of youth who show up for the conversation is pretty phenomenal, like large groups of young people from, you know, our young people are from 8 to 25. And so just to see them, you know, when I look at 8 to kind of 13-year-olds, they have so much energy, you know,
mm-hmm.
that whole energy thing, and to see that aspect of myself, but also to see how focused they are and how powerful their conversations are in terms of their contribution, you know, and looking at how powerful at that age I was, and having that sense of no fear, you know, having that sense of, you know, you can conquer the world, everything is possible, was really, really great. And for them to be involved in this work where they're actually looking at what their vision is for their life and for the community moving forward, you know, and having this work as a foundation and as a base, you know, for me and the summit, we were going back to tap that energy. And we were sharing space with the youth at different points in time, and they kept bringing that presence for us consistently, like, you know, we're you. You know, we're you, you're us, and, you know, we all have to, like, listen to one another. And we're, you know, our youth is the possibility of who we are right now.
Mm.
So it's really a very, 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 very powerful conversation. Very powerful conversation, and I appreciate, you know, I appreciate you sharing what you got out of it as well. We have another caller on 917. Who's there?
Nancy in New York.
Hey, Nancy in New York.
Hey.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing real good. I was trying to get it on my computer as well as be on the phone, and it just was not working, so I said, let me just call in.
Oh, I appreciate you calling in. We're sharing about our experience of the 2008 summit, and
mm-hmm.
I'm refraining from saying in Anguilla, because this year it was in fact a summit conversation of the world. And
mm-hmm.
so, what would you like to share with us this evening?
Well, the thing that was so really cool, you know, I have the privilege and the pleasure of being a facilitator of the International Black Summit. And the thing that was great for me is to finally get my vision. I've been hanging out, trying to get it down pack, and I actually got it down pack.
Okay. Would you like to share it with us?
Yeah, my vision is for everyone to be in a nurturing relationship.
All righty then.
Mm-hmm. I have one, so I figured let's have everybody else have one.
Awesome.
That was really a breakthrough for me
mm-hmm.
to get that. You know, it's like I kept looking at how it is that I had been being already, like what vision I was already living.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to just look at my relationships with people in general and my significant relationship as well. And it's like, yeah, I want this for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that was enormous for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really, really nice being in that beautiful fantastic destination.
Oh my God!
As well,
gorgeous.
Oh my God! Got into the water every day.
Yeah.
Even if it was just put my feet in it.
right. We were really for our listeners. We were really really well taken care of. The place where we stayed. It's like you walk out of your room, there's a deck, there's sand, and then there's water. So
mm-hmm.
you look across the water, and it's like, you know, there's city on the other side and mountains. It's just really incredibly beautiful. So to be in that space just was like icing on the cake. It really was. It really was. And Nancy, you also had opportunity to facilitate the prerequisites this year. How was that experience?
Oh, that was so wonderful. I mean, I had an opportunity to work with the major part of the people who were there for the prerequisite, and I also had an opportunity to do some people who were who came in later.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also had an opportunity to for the people who came in on Thursday. I was a person who was sent out of the room to have to bring them up to speed so they can be up to speed when they came in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I went outside and I was talking to them, and I was surprised at how much I remembered of, you know, of the whole process of the day. And Susan Shelton said, whatever you were saying to them out there, Nancy, they all came in within 5 minutes, was willing to, ready to participate in the conversation. They were like, they gave the sense of being up to speed. And I was like, wow.
Awesome.
And I think the thing that impressed me with both prerequisites, we do this wonderful thing called authentic listening.
Mm-hmm.
And people have an opportunity to really hear what someone else is saying, like really,
mm-hmm.
and not only just what they're saying, but what they're not saying. And so I would say the majority of the participants, if not all of them, really got into that process and did it like, I mean, they actually did hear stuff. This is the part that impressed me the most, that they weren't even told. I think, you know, like one lady, you know, one guy said, you know, I have three kids, but he never said he had three kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we would ask the person, you know, so how many kids is this person, you know, how much? And I said, oh, he has three kids. And I said, okay, did he tell you that? No. But somehow they knew that. So this is to explain the process a little bit. You get a chance to share with a partner and pretty much they introduce themselves to you. And then at some point you're asked to, you know, to repeat that information. And what did you hear? And so I was just really surprised, but almost every single participant really got into that process and was able to really hear what the other person was saying. Authentically, not even adding anything to it. So that was absolutely a pleasure for me to be a part of that process. And one guy said to me, he said, now I see why we have to have the prerequisite course before being in the summit. He says, I'm going to always remember you. You was my prerequisite facilitator.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
The prerequisite is
what did he get?
A powerful course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, thank you.
Phenomenal. So, I'm still like in this space of one of the things we talked about on a previous show is how wherever you are, you're having your summit.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually had an opportunity this year to see it, you know, see it manifest. So. Because of, you know, where I was at a computer and I could see the conversation going on in the chat room, and I couldn't always hear it, the Skype conversation, but I was kind of in and out of it, and it really, like, blew me away how much the conversation in the different, I'll call them rooms, the different rooms were mirroring each other and the spaces that people were going through. That was really pretty phenomenal to me.
Well, it really, I am so happy that we were standing in, since Ghana have expanding this conversation, and even beyond that expanding, where people get to participate in this conversation. So it was a pleasure to have people in from Toronto, Chicago, and Kansas City. Where else? I mean, I was just impressed. Oh, yeah, North Carolina. In this conversation, New York, and we were all in Anguilla as well.
Right.
Simultaneously going on.
And I don't know if you know this, Nancy, Canada. I think you did mention Canada, you know, Dawn and Trevor. And also, Wamboy was on the line.
I forgot about that, yes.
Yeah, Wamboy was Skyping. So
in
it was,
Kenya.
Right. So it was as if, you know, the whole oneness, we were all one. It was one huge, it was one summit everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, really great. And we actually had experienced that back in, what was that, 2005 with the Miami, Chicago, and Top Hill, Jamaica, but even without being able to connect virtually, we were still connected.
Exactly.
And the whole technology thing just opens that up to a whole new different level. I'm excited about, you know, what's coming in the, I shouldn't say in the future, what's here. What's here now in relationship to that.
And I'm glad you said that because since the summit, you know, I found broadcasting, Ustream TV, which you can broadcast at, and there's no fee.
Okay.
Really?
Really. You can go sign yourself up, make your own little broadcast thing. And, so that barrier is gone, you know, because there was that issue about bandwidth and how many people could you have, and that's gone now.
Very odd.
So, so I'm just really amazed, impressed, and, like, the synchronicity of this time space that we're in and what we're up to in the summit. So, and I'm bringing that up because the test we did, only John and I, only two of us were able to see the opening part of that Friday morning and, you know, to see what you saw, that we saw out the window and I saw all the youth and the adult in the same room and Chikesha was leaving and then Oren and Susan, you know, were facilitating and, you know, the comments that people made and said. And it was just, it's like, you know, I like being right there, and I just wish that many others had that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it's there. It, you know, it's not like it's coming. As Clara already said, it's right here.
Right.
It's at our door. So.
Right. We have a another caller at 646. Who's there?
Teresa.
Hello, Teresa. How are you?
Good evening. How are you?
Good.
I was waiting for. I was listening intently, so I didn't want to interrupt.
Well,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, we're all having an opportunity to share our experience of the summit. Is there something that you would like to add to the conversation?
I think there's a possibility as we go along. I think it was an awesome experience for everyone, and I think there was a real statement made in relationship to the youth that I'm sure we're going to explore further.
Mm-hmm.
So, Teresa, hi, this is Lenar, and
hello.
I don't know you, so could you, like, tell me, like, from what other summit I might know you or have seen you?
Actually, I just attended my first summit in Anguilla. So
okay. That's
the extent of my experience. I do have a background in facilitation. However, that's my first experience.
Okay. And where I don't know, 646 area code. I used to work for the phone company, so I'm pretty good with the area codes, but I'm like, oh, I don't know that one.
Okay. Well, I live in the Bronx. I work in Brooklyn. I also have a place in Manhattan. So I'm all around the city, you know.
Okay. So you're a New Yorker.
Yes, I am.
Cool. Oh, yeah. That was my best, as an international employment manager for the summit that year, that was my best result summit in New York.
Work right. Are the results people. Most definitely.
Huh?
So as a first-timer, Teresa, in the summit, what was that experience like for you?
Well, I found it very, I don't want to use the word interesting because that really doesn't really describe the experience, I thought it was just, I felt very much in my niche, as they say. I felt it was a statement in relationship to empowerment and growth. And a real, this is a word that I learned that's very much a part of what I connect with the summit, is a real opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Real opportunity for growth.
Great. Were you able to get access to your vision as a result of your participation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even more with that statement, to really begin to explore and to bring back that which doesn't match. And that's the part that I'm really looking at now. Okay, and I think that's the growing part.
Fabulous.
Teresa was speaking about that, you know, looking at that which doesn't match, you know, those things that we say we want, which was part of the conversation that we had in Anguilla, you know, that people were engaging in, you know, to gain access to vision. And I thought that was a really, really powerful exercise. Would you care to share what your vision is with our listeners?
I really focus, I think, that my vision might be shared by many others in the sense that I would like to have an environment where there is freedom and there is trust and forgiveness, because we have history and we have a process of healing that has to take place within our personal internal communities as well as our external communities. And I think what I need to do is begin to first learn to forgive Teresa and to move in that direction. So that's the part that doesn't match, you know. So it's an uphill battle, you know, but it's a battle worth winning,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. Pearlie, I didn't have an opportunity to hear your vision. Did you have an opportunity to fine-tune your vision or recreate it? Or?
Well, not on the calls, but you know, for me, where I am with my vision is actually pretty simple. It really is all about finding that peace within and, you know, and being that peace in a way that others have access to the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just having that manifest whatever I do. So it's pretty, I could say it's evolved over the years, but yeah, I find that's what I keep coming back to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty powerful. And as someone who's attended, you know, multiple summits and, you know, being in the virtual world this time, you know, how has this experience been, you know, different, better? You know, what's your relationship to it this year?
Well, you know, really, I wish I had been there. and I've been to Anguilla before, and I know that it's a beautiful place. And to, you know, I love being in the summit conversation. So, you know, when I knew that I wasn't going to be there, knowing that I would actually have a chance to participate, you know, using the technology, I didn't get to be on a lot of the calls, but, you know, on the few that I was on, just being able to, you know, hear from other people and find out what was going on in the space, and just, you know, like you say, wherever you are is where, you know, you're doing your summit. So, you know, so it was just great to be able to be a part of that new initiative, I'm going to call it, you know, for what's possible as we move forward in actually really bringing together this international family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Lenar?
Yes?
Would you like to share your vision?
I knew you were going to ask me. So I said, let me think of something.
Okay.
But actually, I don't have to think. You know, mine is no out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know that I have a vision for the world. Given that in no out there, I'm it. It's that is lived, that is embraced, that, you know, that's the space I've come from.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you are that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for sure. And Nancy, could you share with our listeners the question that we came out of this year's summit with?
Before we do that, can we hear from you, your vision, Clara?
Yes, my vision is financial, spiritual, it's prosperity, you know, such that my dreams and it's actualizing dreams into reality, such that my dreams and the dreams of others are actualized into reality. I'm really about seeing everyone prosper, you know, just being the best and having the best that's possible in life for myself and everybody around me. That's my vision.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for asking. Yeah.
And it's more like, you know, I wasn't going to let you get away without sharing yours.
Yes, indeed. And I'm still engaging in the exercise of, you know, where those things are not a match, you know, where the aspects of my life that are not a match with my vision and just shoring things up, you know, and having that as a perspective to look, like a place to look from, you know, gives me a place to just kind of notice it, and then I can bring it back into alignment. I really enjoyed that aspect of our conversation this year. Yeah.
And when once Nancy reads the question, I want to just go back to one little point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the question for this year, what aspect of myself am I listening to when I am present to blank? What aspect of myself am I listening to when I'm present to blank? And let me just say something about the question. You know, for this year, I had an opportunity to really see the process that goes through with hearing what the question is that was generated from the weekend. Quite extraordinary. And it came from really listening to the participants and listening to how that room was going, starting from Friday all the way up to Sunday. And we actually captured this in this question. And basically, what I got from it is, it's like, who's running the show right now?
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I'm really surprised, because I thought we were done with questions and we were in declaration.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been looking to see how I can reword this question so it's a declaration of being versus a question of inquisition. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm in a state of declaring the what so. Like, it's all there. It's all available. Like, I'm standing in that space of everything is already present. And it's just for me to declare it into existence for myself. So I'm looking for the declaration inside of the question.
That is so interesting, because I was so thrilled that we had an inquiry again. And so, you know, what pops up for me and, you know, given there's no out there, you, is what aspect of myself am I listening to?
Absolutely. But,
you know, that's giving
good.
Me that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that same thought.
So, So, clearly the past, and I actually can affirm that for you too. Your past has been declarations. My past has been inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you know, it's like, and here's the thing I get for myself in the moment, and it's like, it's nothing wrong with either way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's nothing wrong, because that's just where I was in the moment, you know, of that. And what's there for me about it, even when we had declarations, it had me looking, it had me in an inquiry anyway. You know, the declaration, I am present to blank in this moment, I was looking to see what I was present to. That's how that worked for me. So I was in my world, I was in an inquiry anyway. So, it really didn't matter. I do the point that I wanted to ask about or bring up is something you said. I think it was you, Nancy, mm-hmm. About as far as your vision mm-hmm. that you look to see what it is you already have.
Yeah, I just looked at how I've been being with people. Like we say that, or I say that, we're already operating inside of our vision. We're already being our vision.
Well,
so,
but that's okay. I just want to, like, hold on a minute, because
uh-huh.
for a while I had been questioning the visions that myself and others, you know, of course, extending from that, were coming up with, because it occurred to me that in years past the visions have been for something to happen in the future. Like, it wasn't about something I already have. It was about some place to get to. Someplace
mm-hmm.
that was missing. That was my experience of vision, how it had been expressed. And so
mm-hmm.
I was very, and what I got to was the space of, oh, that may not be the place I want to be looking at for vision. And I actually got to the space where you voiced about it. And I just wanted to, you know, highlight that, to point that up, to say, hey, you know, consider the possibility that when looking at vision, it's not some future thing. It's not something, somewhere to get to. It's not somewhere to go. It's nothing missing. It's nothing lacking. Vision is already present. And like you said, Nancy, if you want to know what the vision is, look in your life. You're already living it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. Yeah, I feel the same way. You know, after that, find that you know, being at peace is something that I always come back to. But it's like if I look at my life, that's always been part of it. And, you know, it's not like you said something in the future. It's like what's in the present moment? And what are you unfolding moment by moment? And who is it that you're being? That's kind of your essence. You know, you came here with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, for me, that's what my vision has become or is. Or I want to say has become. It is what has become distinct, you know, that I can put words to, but it's already there and has always been there.
Great.
So, Nancy, would you
yes.
do me the honor of giving the inquiry again?
The question?
Yes, the inquiry.
What aspect of myself am I listening to when I am present to blank?
Thank you.
What aspect of myself am I listening to when I am present?
When I am present to blank.
Okay, great.
Whatever that is in the moment. Got it. And you were sharing, Nancy, that the experience of, you know, the process of coming up with this particular question.
Yeah, it was so great because, like, as I watch. You know, as I mentioned, everybody's name, I'm going to forget someone's name, so I'm not. So there were five or six of us sitting there, and basically we were using the process of authentic listening at what we heard. And, as you know, I had the privilege of being up in front of the room, so I got to see, you know, the participants from the front of the room, from the back of the room, and I got to interact with a lot of them. And so we really listened to everything that everybody shared and used that listening to formulate that question and say, like, this is the conversation we're in right now because this is the conversation that we're in this weekend. So what is it that we need to continue to carry on until the next year? What conversation? And this is what we saw. It went clunk for every single person that was in this process, and we would not complete on the question until it went clunk for every single person, which was really cool.
Very good.
Sounds like alignment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. We were all aligned on this question.
Yeah.
Because once, and again, alignment is one of those things that it's nowhere to get to.
Mm-hmm.
It's already present.
Mm-hmm.
And what there is for me to remove whatever is not allowing me to be present to whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Either something I'm, you know, got that I'm, some filter I'm either listening through or looking through or experiencing through.
Right, right.
And remove that filter and I'm present to the alignment.
That was something interesting because I think in the whole process of this particular event that happened, like, how do I say this? With the technology, with the location, with just how everything worked out, alignment was really strong in a lot of different areas. And I make up that the more often that, you know, when alignment is like clear like that, more frequently that we're really in the flow of what the universe, of our prosperity, of what the universe has to offer us. And so, you know, for me, like I was in the declaration of I'm going to Anguilla, and I didn't know, you know, how I was going to get there, what I was going to do. And I just, usually I'm very hands-on and controlling, you know, I want to, you know, I'm directing how it occurs. And in this case, I was just sitting back watching it happen for me, which was a 2008 has been that whole different experience of, you know, what I'll call it provision, you know, where the universe has really just been providing for me versus me feeling like I'm the provider. And so, you know, hearing this conversation, I'm just really getting present to that being part of alignment, you know. And then it's easy. It's really, really very, very easy. You know, and all of the things that, you know, I say I want and can just be easy. Like it's there and it's for me and it's easy. And that's how I'm relating to alignment, like in this moment. Yeah.
So I want to speak about one of the alignments that I just thought was so, like, the universe lined up to support what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
There was... was it a flood or a rain or some storm, something on the island, correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes.
And many places did not have internet access.
Mm.
The location where the summit was occurring had internet access,
that's
such
right.
that we were able to continue to connect with you guys through Sunday.
Right.
Oh, I forgot about that because the hotel stuff shut down. You're absolutely right.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, what if there wasn't that? Hey, that's a sign in my world. That's evidence in my world.
I appreciate you saying that, Ulan, because you know what? One of the things that we pointed to is that this is the smallest country that we had ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
12,000 people
yeah,
in this place, and everybody, everybody knew we were there. Everybody, we got. People were like, we would rush through customs quickly. The taxi drivers knew we were there for the summit. Like, everybody knew we were there. We were at their big celebration for emancipation, freedom from the island, from the British.
Right.
Everybody there knew we were there. It's like every single person we crossed the path knew we were there for the summit.
Right.
And supported it, including the government. Total alignment. Amazing to me.
Yeah. But, you know, the storm, you know, powers that be and the internet powers that be knew you were there, too.
Mm-hmm.
knew we were there. I mean, what are the odds of that?
Right.
The hotel didn't have internet where you were staying.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing to me. I was like, look, if I ever needed a sign, thank you, God, I got one.
Yeah. And that's a whole other conversation. I'm in the conversation of release from doubt and unbelief. And
mm-hmm.
faith is really, you know, knowing things even though you don't have the evidence of them. So,
oh.
yeah, the evidence supports it, but when you believe short of the evidence, that's like true faith. And the other thing that was interesting on the Thursday night celebration, we were actually on television. It was an aired event, and it played for like 2 or 3 days after Thursday. So
oh,
they
I didn't
were,
know that.
Yeah,
okay.
they were replaying it, and I had an opportunity to see us on television. So
wow.
that was kind of cool. But that night, there was a special after party set up for us at, what is his name, Baggy Banks?
Yeah.
Am I saying it correctly?
Baggy Banks, I think. Baggy Banks.
Okay. Yeah, at his place, which was really nice. It was on the beach, too, like a club, bar kind of place on the beach. And we had the whole place to ourselves, and they mm-hmm. set up a drumming experience for us. And initially, after the event, I was tired. I was like, oh, I don't want to go. And, you know, Eunice's like, oh, you got to go, you got to go. And so we all went. And once I got there, I had a phenomenal time. But there was this whole drumming on the beach with the bonfire. I mean, it was off the hook. It was really, really off the hook. And, you know, a lot of us never played. We were just messing around. And this lady was doing the conducting. And it was really pretty cool. It was really pretty cool. But I think this year's summit set the precedent. We were talking about being in our 18th year, and we had a graduation. We really
uh-huh.
did. We had a graduation into a true international space where we're a conversation of the world. You know, where the access was there for everyone who wanted to tap into it, which I thought was really powerful. So we graduated into that. We graduated into the alignment of what I'm calling acceptance, you know,
uh-huh.
as Nancy was sharing, you know, where we were totally known, totally accepted, the alignment of prosperity. We were totally taken care of,
uh-huh.
Not only for the people who were in Anguilla, but the people who were not in Anguilla were also taken care of so that they could participate in the conversation. And, you know, we were in alignment in our self-generation, so we're expanding. The conversation is expanding, and I'm really looking forward to London. There's a lot of excitement already about, you know, being in London, and I think London is going to be a very large summit. You know, I think there are going to be a lot of people there in attendance, and, you know, we have an opportunity for more people to, you know, to get present to their vision and to impact what's going on in our communities and in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have about 3 more minutes. Is there anything else anyone would like to share about their experience this year or their thoughts for next year or for the 2009 summit, I should say, in London?
This is Nancy. I'm just happy that I get to participate. I'm just happy that I get to go to all the ones I want to go to. And that's it. I think that's it.
So this is Lenar, and I want to bring up, I had hoped that John would be here, John Thomas, because he, there's some exciting things happening on the road to 2009. You know, Nancy, you're already involved in the community summit.
Community summit.
So there's that conversation. And, you know, John has gotten hooked up with the Tupac Shakur group, and they are wanting
mm-hmm.
something huge to happen with their youth group in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's just things like that that are beginning to show up inside of the space already. So there was something else. Oh, and on next Sunday, the 24th at 2 p.m., we're doing a Skype, you know, another Skype. So those of you who are listening and want to be part of that, my user ID is Lenar1, L-L-E-N-A-R.
Excuse me, could you repeat that? This is Teresa. Kind of broke up a bit.
Okay. L-L-E-N-1 is my Skype user ID. And if you just on Skype, contact me, and I'll give you the particulars about the summit Skype call on Sunday, which people will be able to participate and share their experience.
I don't know why, Lenar, but you're going in and out.
Yes.
Maybe it's because I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, got it.
I just want to say, August 24th,
right.
Skype,
okay.
2 p.m. Eastern.
Lenar, thank you. I've called to tap in. Lenar, L-L-E-N-A-R-1 is her ID, and then she can patch you into the call. Also, the leadership council meeting is on Monday, this Monday, so we are in the process of planning where the October meeting is going to be. If you want to participate in that, you can get with Charlie T. at Fire Lady to generate, and there's a lot of exciting things being generated around the October meeting as well, possibilities of Chicago, New Jersey, Cincinnati, or London for the October meeting. So, you know, that decision is going to be discussed on tomorrow, Monday. Also, I just want to give a thanks to the youth out of the prerequisite that happened in Atlanta. We had at least four new youth facilitators, and they all came to Anguilla and were facilitators in training for the Anguilla Summit, did a phenomenal job. So I just want to congratulate them as well.
Una.
Say again?
And Una Gums.
Yes. Most
absolutely.
Definitely want to applaud Ms. Una Gums, who was the chair of the host committee for Anguilla, who did a phenomenal job with getting the word out within Anguilla, setting up everything from transportation to housing to the event, making sure we had everything that we needed and essentially, you know, moving nonstop, food, everything, to take care of us, transportation. Big up to Una Gumps and the host team and to
Yala of Anguilla.
The family of Anguilla, most definitely.
Yeah.
For, you know, keeping us all together and providing the space for a wonderful, wonderful event. And I would like to thank all of you who called today, Lenar, Pearly, Nancy, Teresa. It's really been a pleasure. I just appreciate you calling in to share how the International Black Summit Conversation has inspired you and share that with our listeners. I also want to thank the IBS radio team and everyone who listened in, who chatted and to the You're Invited segment of the International Black Summit Talk Show.
Clara?
Yes.
Before we go, the tech team for, you know, having everybody hooked up in Anguilla and the States and Canada and, you know, Kenya and Anguilla.
Yes, I want to thank the tech team as well. Fabulous knock-up job.
Yes.
So it was an awesome summit. It was an awesome summit. Just big ups to everyone. And if I left anyone out, big ups to you. The You're Invited segment airs the third Sunday, and we'll keep you informed of summit events and activities going on around the globe so that you can meet folks face-to-face who are keeping the conversation of the summit alive and realize.
Register now.
Say again?
Go to www.blacksummit.org and register now at the early bird rate for the summit in
London,
London, thank you, in 2009, August.
Yes, yes. And be sure to tune in to the next International Black Summit Talk Show, the first Sunday of August with host John Thomas. And remember that you can listen to this or any past broadcast 24/7 at www.blacksummit.org/radio. For more information about the International Black Summit, or as Lenar said, to register for any of our activities, log on to our website at www.blacksummit.org. My name is Clara Lyons Devon, and I invite you to show up powerfully in your life and share the special gift that God gave only to you. See you in London. Thank you all so much for participating. Peace
and love.
Thank you,
Clara. Thank you. Thanks, Clara.
Oh, thank you.